British Sky Broadcasting presents Rushmore, starring Jason Schwartzman and Bill Murray, Olivia Williams and Brian Cox. Directed by Wes Anderson.
Unassigned variables.
Good, except when the value of the x-coordinate is equal to or less than the value of 1. Yes, Isaac?
What about that problem?
Oh, that? Don't worry about that. M.
Wait,
is,
why?
I just put that up as a joke. That's probably the hardest geometry equation in the world.
Well, how much extra credit is it worth?
Well, considering I've never seen anyone get it right, including my mentor, Dr. Leakey at MIT, I guess if anyone here can solve that problem, I'd see to it that none of you ever have to open another math book again for the rest of your lives. Max? Care to try it?
I'm sorry, did someone say my name?
Max puts his folded newspaper onto his desk and walks to the blackboard. He takes a sip from a cup and holds out his hand. The teacher throws him a piece of chalk. Max writes the answers on the board.
You got it.
Max wakes up in assembly.
Thank you. You guys have it real easy. I never had it like this where I grew up. But I send my kids here because the fact is, you go to one of the best schools in the country, Rushmore. Now, for some of you, it doesn't matter. You were born rich and you're going to stay rich. But here's my advice to the rest of you. Take dead aim on the rich boys. Get them in the crosshairs and take them down. Just remember, they can buy anything, but they can't buy backbone. Don't let them forget that. Thank you.
Graduation, Herman. Perhaps you could give us an encore. Nicholas Copernicus.
Oh, give a shit.
I pay for the whole damn natatorium. The least these little pricks can do is hear me out.
Hello, Dr. Guggenheim.
Hello, Max.
Hello, I'm Max Fisher. I just wanted to say that I strongly agree with your views concerning Rushmore. Your speech was excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Bloom, this is my chapel partner, Dirk Calloway.
Nice to meet you, Dirk.
Thanks. You know, I really think you're right about Rushmore. Come on, Dirk.
What's his name again?
Max Fisher.
Sharp little guy.
He's one of the worst students we've got.
A red book named The Rushmore Yankee. The text reads, Max Fisher, Editor-in-Chief, Yankee Staff. Max lectures four students, Yankee Review Publisher, French Club President. Max sits in front of a world map, Model United Nations, Russia, Stamp and Coin Club Vice President, debating with other students, debate team captain. Max sits on a bench with two lacrosse players, lacrosse team manager, calligraphy club president. Nighttime, Max stands by a group of students who are looking at the stars. Astronomy Society founder. Fencing team captain. A runner. Track and field JV decathlon. Max conducts a choir. Second chorale choirmaster. Bombardment Society founder. Kung Fu club yellow belt. Max aims a rifle. Trap and skeet club founder. Max helps another student lift bees out of a hive. Rushmore Beekeeper's president. Max sits on a small four-wheel racer. Yankee Racer's founder. Max sits with a group of students in the hall. Max Fisher players director. Max stands in front of a small yellow plane. Piper Cub Club. 4.5 hours logged. Red curtains, September. The curtains part.
We're putting you on what we call sudden death academic probation.
And what does that entail?
It entails that if you fail another class, you'll be asked to leave Rushmore.
In other words, I'll be expelled.
That's correct.
Could I see some documentation on that, please?
Too many extracurricular activities, Max. Not enough studying.
54, 42, 41. Dr. Guggenheim, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but the fact is, no matter how hard I try, I still might flunk another class. If that means I have to stay on for a postgraduate year, then so be it.
But we don't offer a postgraduate year.
Well, we don't offer it yet.
Just bring up the grades.
You remember how I got into this school?
Yes. You wrote a play?
That's right. Second grade. A little one act about Watergate. And my mother read it and felt I should go to Rushmore. And you read it and you gave me a scholarship, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you regret it?
No, I don't regret it. But I still might have to expel you.
Couldn't we just let me float by? For old time's sake?
Can't do it, Max.
They want to kick me out.
Oh, no, not again. What are you going to do?
The only thing I can do, try and pull some strings with the administration, I guess.
Backgammon Club, founder Max Fisher.
Did you hear they're teaching Japanese next year?
That's the rumor.
And they're canceling Latin.
What? I tried to get Latin canceled for 5 years. It's a dead language, I'd always say.
Well, I guess they finally heard you.
Max reads a book, Diving for Sunken Treasure by Jacques-Yves Cousteau. An inscription reads, when one man, for whatever reason, has the opportunity to lead an interesting life, he has no right to keep it to himself. Jacques-Yves Cousteau.
Excuse me. Could I please see a list of all the people who've checked out this book in the past year?
Why?
Look at that.
The librarian flicks through record cards. Max holds a note. Miss Cross, first grade, room 121. He walks down a school corridor and stops outside room 121. He looks through the glass door. A teacher is reading a paperback to a group of small boys sitting on the floor. Max partly opens the classroom door.
Wicked men and fools, a great many of both, and I believe they both get paid in the end. But the fools first. Chapter 15. The Lad with the Silver Button. Ross of Marwood.
Meet me on the corner in 10 minutes.
Where are you going?
I'll tell you in the squad car. Oh, and Willie. We were wrong about Enrique Sanchez. He died in his sleep.
Excellent. That was excellent. That was great. That was great. Irving, could you get some root beers for anybody who wants one? I don't want one, okay?
Okay.
All right, next scene. Frank, you enter stage right with a bag of cocaine.
I was just telling Mr. Calloway the other day how fortunate we are to have someone like you looking out for Dirk.
Oh, don't be silly. Dirk's a great kid, and I'm just trying to impart some of the experiences I've accrued to help him. This has my number on it. If you need to call me or need help at Dirk or anything like that,
well, thank you very much. Hello, Dirk.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, okay.
How are you, honey?
Fine.
Bye.
Bye. It was so nice to see you again.
Hey, Dirk. How'd your math test go?
What math test?
I thought you had a math test today.
No, did you turn in your paper on the Berlin airlift?
Yeah, I got an extension. Hey, George.
So how'd it go with Mrs. Calloway?
We shook hands.
Big deal.
And I gave her my phone number.
Buckin said he'd have already banged her by now.
What? Just tell that deformed Scottish gorilla to shut his fat face. That's my best friend's mother he's talking about.
I always thought that's why you picked Dirk as your chapel partner.
What are you, a lawyer?
Hey, Mr. Bloom.
Hey, it's Max Fisher.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Max, my mom just showed up. Is it okay if I leave early? Over.
Sure, Charlie.
Herman Bloom looks at Max through the passenger window of his car.
What's the secret, Max?
The secret?
Yeah, well, you seem to have it pretty figured out.
Secret, I don't know. I think you just gotta find something you love to do and then do it for the rest of your life. For me, it's going to Rushmore.
Shotgun.
Hey, Ronnie. Hey, Danny. Hey, guys.
Get in the back. I said shotgun. Get in the back, Donnie.
Let's go.
Did you invite that kid to your party?
Max Fisher. Come on, Dad. There's gonna be girls there. I'd rather die.
Pull your head out of your ass.
Good night, Mr. Little Jean.
Good night, man.
I'll see you tomorrow. May I see the bag, please?
How's that?
Thank you. I need a signature on this geometry test, by the way.
I see.
I know.
37.
I don't know what to do anymore.
It could have been worse. You almost got the A.
Almost got the A. Dad, what are you writing? Maybe I'm spending too much of my time starting up clubs and putting on plays.
That's possible.
I should probably be trying harder to score chicks. That's the only thing anybody really cares about. It's not my forte, unfortunately.
It'll happen, Max. It's just, you're like one of those clipper ship captains. You're married to the sea.
Yes, that's true. But I've been out to sea for a long time. Hello.
Hi. I like your hat.
Oh, thank you. You're a teacher here, aren't you? And this is your first year at Rushmore Day.
Uh-huh.
And how long have you been a smoker, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, let's see now. How old are you?
15.
Since I was your age.
You're kidding. You should quit.
You're right.
And I should mind my own business. Where did you go to school, by the way?
Harvard.
Really? That's a coincidence. My top schools where I want to apply to are Oxford and the Sorbonne. My safety's Harvard.
That's very ambitious.
Thank you.
What do you want to study?
Well, I haven't decided for sure, but probably a double major in mathematics and pre-med. What was your major?
I didn't have a major, but my thesis was on Latin American economic policy.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you hear they're not going to teach Latin here anymore?
This was more like Central America.
Oh, Central America and whatnot. We're moving on. They're going to cancel Latin. They've got to make room for Japanese.
That's a shame because all the Romance languages are based in Latin.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Nihilo sanctum est ne.
What's that? Oh, it's Latin, isn't it? What does that mean?
Is nothing sacred?
Sic transit gloria. Glory fades. I'm Max Fisher.
Hi.
Hi.
Can
you sign here, please?
Sic transit
gloria.
All right, all right.
Pages of a petition.
In summation, I have only one question. Is Latin dead?
Notice reads, thanks to Max Fisher, Latin now required.
beneath my feet.
Why didn't you just piss off, Fisher, you dirty wee skid mark?
Was that Latin?
Never in my wildest imagination did I ever dream I would have sons like this. What's your dad doing, Max?
He's a neurosurgeon at St. Joseph's Hospital. Personally, I could never see myself cutting open somebody's brain, but he seems to enjoy it. Oh, no, no, no. I got this one. So you were in Vietnam, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Were you in the shit?
Yeah, I was in the shit.
See you Sunday, Mr. Bloom.
All right.
What's on Sunday? Oh, that's right, the twins' birthday party.
Do you want to come?
I'd love to, except I've already got a previous application to attend to. Yeah. Thanks for the invitation, though.
Come work for me.
What do you mean?
I mean, I could use someone like you.
Look, I may not be rich, Mr. Bloom. My father may only be a doctor, but we manage.
112s!
Excuse me, Mr. Bloom. Nice talking to you.
You're on the team?
I'm an alternate. Hayden, good to see you again.
The twins' birthday party. Herman throws ping pong balls into the pool. He watches his wife feed a handsome student with a spoon. They stare at Herman. A portrait of Herman, his wife, and the twins. Herman throws a ball at a young boy.
But I think all the time, is she true to me?
A cigarette dangling from his mouth and a glass of whiskey in his hand, Herman climbs to the top of the diving board. He drains the glass and looks down at the guests who are staring up at him. He dives into the pool. A young boy swims past him.
There's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl.
Miss Cross, I thought I'd just let you know as per our conversation the other day.
Latin?
Right, the Romance languages. Well, I gave a little speech.
I heard about this.
Oh, you did?
I understand you made a very convincing argument.
Just thought you'd be pleased to hear they're going to continue the Latin program.
I'm very impressed.
Thank you very much. Hey, you need an assistant?
Do we get to have an assistant around here?
No, I doubt it. I'm on scholarship, though. Academic scholarship, so I get to do odd jobs. Say, how'd you decide to teach at Rushmore?
My husband went here.
I didn't know you were married.
Well, he's dead now, so I'm not actually.
When did he die?
Last year.
My mother's dead.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She died when I was 7. So we both have dead people in our families. Now, what's going on in here?
These were just
born. I don't want LA's, I want steel. I don't give a rat's ass what he said. Steel, Harry.
So you've changed your mind and you want the job?
No, but I've got an idea and I need some money.
What Rushmore needs is an aquarium. A first-class aquarium where the scientists can lecture and the students can observe the marine life in its natural habitat.
I don't know. What do you think, Ernie?
An aquarium? What kind of fish?
Barracuda, stingrays, electric eel, trout, hammerheads, piranha, giant squid, octopi.
Piranhas? Really?
Yes, I'm talking to a guy in South America.
What'd Guggenheim say?
Nothing. I felt I should go to you first.
What?
Because at this moment, I feel the best strategy is to keep it low profile. The more preparation work I can do, the stronger our case will be when we take it to the administration.
How much money do you want?
$35,000 for the initial plans.
I'll give you $2,500.
Okay.
Herman writes a check. Max carries a stack of books. He sits with Dirk in a projection room watching a film entitled The Living Ocean, Part 2, Exploring the Reef. Max walks across a lawn, pointing out newly planted trees to a surveyor. He buys fish in a pet shop. Max holds up two bags of small live fish to the window of Miss Cross' classroom. Miss Cross admires the fish in the tank in the classroom.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Miss Cross drinks water from a glass. Miss Cross and Max look at each other across the desk in the library.
Max?
Mm-hmm?
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Has it ever crossed your mind that you're far too young for me?
It crossed my mind that you might consider that a possibility, yeah?
Quite apart from the fact that you're a student.
I'm not trying to pressure you into anything, Miss Cross. I'm surprised you brought it up so bluntly.
I just want to make sure.
We've become friends, haven't we?
Yes.
Good.
And,
The truth is, neither one of us have the slightest idea where this relationship is going. We can't predict the future.
We don't have a relationship, Max.
But we're friends.
Yes, and that's all we're going to be.
That's all I meant by relationship. You want me to grab a dictionary?
No, I just want to make sure that we understand each other.
I understand. You're not attracted to me. C'est la vie.
Max, you're 15 years old. Attraction doesn't enter into it.
If you say so. Look, all I'm getting at is that I've never met anyone like you. So you can take that for whatever it's worth.
I think I can safely say I've never met anyone like you either.
You haven't, have you? Wanna shake hands? I'm glad we had this conversation.
So am I.
I can't wear a wire. They're filling me up every day.
Oh, come on, Frank. You'll have complete protection.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. I gotta put a dime in the meter.
Sit down, Frank.
Joe, go put a dime in the meter for Officer Serpico.
Look, Serpico, if you agree to testify and open
the
door...
No! No,
what?
No, I'm not gonna testify.
So expect your gun and your badge on my desk. Promise me one thing, O'Reilly.
Name it.
That you're gonna follow this thing all the way to the end of the line where I got to be. So help me God.
Someone coming out of the building.
I've got something.
Wait, this could be it.
It's Ashton across the street.
Yeah, it's him.
It's Snowman.
I'm moving. I'm getting out of here. I'm moving. I think I'm just going down right now.
Getting on the L train.
Take him!
What happened to the cannoli line?
Max.
You're supposed to say forget about it, Sanchez. The old man likes his cannoli.
Look, I made a mistake, all right? It didn't make any difference anyway.
Hey, I'm letting it go. But don't say it doesn't matter. Every line matters.
Get off my back!
Hey,
thought the acting tonight was excellent.
Thanks. Well, it was better in rehearsals. I'll catch up with you later, Dad. I got a dinner to go to.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Cast and crew only.
Oh, you need some money?
No, Dad.
Well, how was the slap?
It was good.
Here he is. Max, that was great.
I'm so glad you could come.
I want you to meet a friend of mine, Peter Flynn, Max Fisher.
Hi.
Who's this guy?
Peter.
I really liked your play. It was really cool.
What happened to your nose?
Oh. I got punched in the face.
Oh, boy.
What's your excuse?
Hey, Arthur.
How you doing?
Nice job.
Thank you.
Gonna get to meet your dad tonight?
Oh, no, the old man's on call. Mr. Bloom, I'd like you to meet Miss Cross, and I didn't catch this young gentleman's name. I like your nurse's uniform, guy.
These are OR scrubs.
Oh, are they? Well, they're totally inappropriate for the occasion.
Well, I didn't know we were going to dinner.
That's because you weren't invited.
Take it easy, Max.
You were the one that ordered him a whiskey and soda.
So what's wrong with that? I can write a hit play. Why can't I have a little drink to unwind myself? So tell me, Curly, how do you know Miss Cross?
We went to Harvard together.
Oh, that's great. I wrote a hit play and directed it. So I'm not sweating it either.
Can we get a check, please?
What do you think you're doing?
Getting the check.
No, you're not. Excuse me. I just wanted to thank you for accommodating us. You see, we only thought we were going to be three, but someone invited himself along, so I apologize.
It's quite all right, sir.
Okay.
Very well.
You're being rude, Max.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out why you brought this gentleman to my play and my dinner, which was invitation only. Would you like me to pass you the creamer, Doc?
Yes, please.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? You hurt my feelings. This night was important to me.
How did I hurt your feelings?
Oh, my God! I wrote a hit play! And I'm in love with you.
Miss Cross looks at Max. Miss Cross gives an art class in a field. Herman waves to Miss Cross and walks towards her.
Hi.
Were you hiding over there?
I didn't want to disrupt class. What's that you're painting?
That's a jellyfish.
What can I do for you, Mr. Bloom?
Max wants to talk to you.
What for?
To apologize, I think.
Should we talk over here? He sent you?
Yeah.
Are you his messenger?
No, I'm his friend. You were right. I should not have allowed him to drink.
I don't think I should see Max anymore.
Well, he's not going to like the sound of that.
No, I know, but I think I let him get too attached. What do you think?
Well, I think you did your best.
Tell him I'm sorry.
Okay. What is your first name?
Rosemary. What's yours?
Herman. He wrote you a letter.
Dear Miss Cross, I would like to take this opportunity to formally apologize for the events of the night of the 23rd. I'm not accustomed to drinking alcohol. Please do me the service of coming to the unveiling of a new venture I've undertaken. I hope you will attend, if possible. I remain your friend, Max Fisher.
Cut the music, and no more pictures. What time is it, Alan?
1:15.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Hey, lay off the chips, Buckin. Did you see her?
She's not here.
Well, go check her classroom.
Should I go ahead and take care of this tree?
Let's wait a few minutes.
What's going on here, Maxie?
Oh, hey, Coach Beck. Good to see you. This is where we're putting in the new aquarium. I'm in charge of the committee, if you can believe it.
This is my baseball diamond.
Yeah, I know, and I believe it's being relocated a few feet over.
Is it true the aquarium will have piranhas?
Where'd you hear that?
My source indicated that it was a possibility.
Yes, it's true, but piranhas are a very tricky species.
Max?
Excuse me, George.
Bad news.
What's the story?
She had a substitute teacher today.
Why?
I guess she got sick.
You know she's not sick. Give me the phone. Janet, Max Fisher. Is Mr. Bloom there? Well, where is he? God damn, he's supposed to be here. I don't give a shit about the barracuda. Fuck it. I'm building it anyway. Oh, hello, Dr. Guggenheim.
How do you think you're doing?
We're having a fundraiser for the...
Turn that damn thing off!
Tell me this isn't happening.
Dr. Guggenheim, I'd rather not have this conversation in front of my crew.
Dirk looks through a window into the boardroom where Dr. Guggenheim is shouting at Max. Max has tears running down his cheeks. Dark curtains part. October.
Chapter 7. One more thing. We have a new student with us today. His name's Max Fisher, and he's actually asked to say a few words to the class. Max, you want to take it away?
Sure. Thanks very much. I just want to introduce myself. I'm Max Fisher. I'm a former student of Rushmore Academy, which I recently got expelled from. This is my first time in a public school. I know you probably think I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but I'm no elitist. I think you've got some great facilities, and I'm really looking forward to making the best of it here at Grover Cleveland. One footnote, I notice you don't have a fencing team. Well, I'm gonna try my hardest to start one up for you guys. Yes?
Hi, I'm Margaret Yang. I'm in Mrs. Whitney's class. I just wanted to tell you that I liked your speech.
Thank you.
I don't think I've ever heard of anyone asking to give a speech in class before.
No? How unfortunate.
The silver spoon remark might rub some people the wrong way, but
what
I think
do you
I
mean?
Know... Well...
You know what? I gotta go to class. I'll see you later, Mrs. Chang. Janet, Max Fisher is in.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Max, how's it going?
Terrible. Tell me something. When you talked to Miss Cross the other
day... Do you have a telephone pass? Excuse me. Do you have a telephone pass?
1 second.
I gotta tell you, I don't know what you see in her. I don't think she's right for you.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, she's not that beautiful. She's not that intriguing.
I mean, she has something that you can't put your finger on, but...
Look, Mr. Bloom, your comments are valuable, but let's get to the point.
Son.
Will she see me again, yes or no?
No.
Hang on. I'm talking on the telephone. Oh, come on. That's rude.
Max runs down the steps of the school and cycles to Rushmore.
Fisher, you better beat it, Sonny. You know, Fisher, I've been watching you. Showboat, always talking, picking a kid like dirt because his mother's a great piece and then getting nowhere. Like everything you do. Big show, no results.
What do you call getting a hand job from Mrs. Calloway in the back of her Jaguar?
A fucking lie?
You think I got kicked out for just the aquarium? It was the hand job. You want to know something else? It was worth it. I'm sorry I embarrassed you at dinner. And please apologize to what's his name for me.
I will. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, but I miss Rushmore. I miss the seasons. Watching the leaves change. By the way, what time does the library close? I've got an overdue book to turn in.
Max holds up a copy of Sunken Treasure. Miss Cross walks over to him.
That is your handwriting, isn't it?
My husband gave me this book when he came to visit England when I was 13. And he went to Rushmore, so when he died, I gave it to the library here. You remind me of him, you know?
I do? How?
Well, you were a member of the Rushmore Beekeepers, weren't you?
Yeah, I was president of them.
Who founded that club?
Do you think we can be friends again, Miss Cross? In a strictly platonic way.
Of course I do. Do you think you can make a go of it and settle down at Grover Cleveland?
Yeah, but I need a tutor.
Herman Bloom drives a people carrier looking miserable. Max is in the back with Miss Cross and some small boys. Miss Cross is at a blackboard. Max sits at a desk, nodding vigorously. Max gives Herman a tennis racket and takes his place next to Miss Cross outside a tennis court. Max sits in front of an exhibit of a large blue wave marked tidal waves. A young girl is congratulated and photographed in front of an exhibit marked Back on Course. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. In the classroom, Max is handed a maths exam paper marked with a C. He turns to look at the teacher, who smiles and nods her head at him. The school gym. Two girls stand down the side of a poster of a large grey owl with Go Owls written on it in pink. Wearing a grey suit, Max bursts through the poster. Max somersaults the length of the school gym. Miss Cross, Dirk and Herman sit in the audience.
Okay, what else do we got?
Alan's got the birds for your approval.
I'll take the green one.
And here's the knife.
That's too fake.
Hi, Max.
Hello. What's your name again?
Margaret Yang.
Margaret Yang. What are you doing seventh period, Margaret Yang?
I have guitar lessons.
Classical guitar? And what school?
Rock.
Rock. That's good. We can get you out of that. Could I see without your glasses on, please? Let's put Margaret down for 3:30 in auditorium, Woody.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And bring a headshot, please.
Hello, Herman.
How are you, Rosemary?
I'm fine, thanks. I've just got home and I'm having a little snack.
Having some carrots?
Yeah.
Nice house.
Yeah, it isn't mine. I'm just sort of house-sitting. You're in the neighborhood?
Did Max have something planned for us today? Trip to a museum or something?
No, I don't think so. I think he's rehearsing tonight.
Oh, that's right. He's doing his new play. Yeah, he's really making a go of it over there at Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, he's doing very well, isn't he? Do you want a carrot?
Yeah, I'll have one of those. Well, I'll probably be seeing you soon.
Or we could go for a walk now, if you like.
Sure.
The weather's nice, isn't it? A little brisk. I'll just get a sweater. I'll be back in a minute.
Dirk stands at the end of a drive in front of Herman's car. The twins jump into the car. Herman moves off, then stops.
Dirk?
I know about you and the teacher.
Did Max know?
No, and I don't want him to know, ever. I just want to stop right now. You're a married man, Bloom. You're supposed to be his friend.
Look, Dirk, I am his friend.
Oh, yeah, and with friends like you, who needs friends?
Dirk spits on the bonnet of the car. Herman tries the handle of the car door, but the twins have locked it.
Unlock it!
Dirk pushes his bike.
Let's go, Calloway.
You're standing up for the wrong guy. Fisher ain't your mate.
What are you talking about, Buckin?
He thinks your mum's good for a bonk. That's the only reason he picked you as his chapel partner.
Who sold you that crack?
He told me himself. He says she gave him a hand job in the back seat of her bloody Jaguar.
Max would never say that.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. After all, the son of a brain doctor doesn't need to impress anybody now, does he?
The killing's gotta stop, I say. It's getting too loco. No more gats.
Nigga, you're the crazy one. People be trying to kill you. Are you talking about you gonna get rid of your gun?
It's time, homie.
Kiss me, little one.
All right, then he kisses her and we're out. Okay. Is that for me?
Dear Max, I'm sorry to say that I have secretly found out that Mr. Bloom is having an affair with Miss Cross. My first suspicions came when I saw them Frenching in front of her house, and then I knew for sure when they went skinny dipping in Mr. Bloom's swimming pool, giving each other hand jabs while you were taking a nap on the front porch. Why am I telling you this now? Because you're such a good friend. Take care, pal. Fondly, Dirk Calloway.
God.
How was she, Herman? Was she good? I bet she was. Although I wouldn't know, because I never screwed her. Going skinny to bang while I took a nap. Are you comfortable, Max? I'll just be out back nude getting hand jobs from the woman you love.
We never went skinny dipping.
Sure you didn't. And next you're gonna tell me you didn't just walk out of her house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm in love with her.
I was in love with her first. And, all that crap about, I don't think she's that great. I don't think she's right for you, Max. That was all bullshit, wasn't it? Do you think she's in love with you?
I don't know.
Well, I guarantee you she's not, and she never will be.
Max.
I save Latin. What did you ever do?
On the planet I come from, the sun only comes out once a year.
A tiny piece of colored glass.
That is why my skin...
My love was born.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just came by to thank you for wrecking my life.
Max stands in front of a small bonfire.
Max, what are you doing?
Dr. Guggenheim watches Max from an upstairs window. Max gives him the middle finger.
Velvet to the sky, and the girls were wheeling, spinning on Jersey Thursday.
Hello, Mrs. Bloom. This is Max Fisher. I have some information regarding your husband. Please return my call in my voicemail, Grover Cleveland High School, Extension 23. Thank you very much.
Thank you for meeting me.
You're welcome.
Would you like a sandwich?
All right.
I have tuna and peanut butter and jelly. Sorry, it's not something more exotic.
Take the tuna fish.
Okay. Milk or apple juice?
Get to the point.
Okay.
Mrs. Broom gives the sandwich to Max.
And how long will you be staying with us, Mr. Bloom?
Indefinitely. I'm being sued for divorce.
Very good, sir.
Yo, Shorty!
Yes, sir.
Say, can you tell me where the pool's located? I might want to take a dip after I have dinner and hit the bar.
It's on the roof, sir.
Herman sits before the window in a white toweling robe reading a paper. A bee lands on the breakfast table. A swarm of bees swirl around Herman. Herman looks at the door and sees a hollow plastic tube which the bees are coming through. He smiles to himself, then snarls. The lift doors open. Wearing a waiter's uniform, Max is in the lift with a large wooden box marked Rushmore Beekeepers. He lifts the box from a trolley and leaves the elevator, taking a wad of chewing gum out of his mouth and sticking it on the tiled wall. Herman's car draws up. He gets out carrying a pair of metal cutters. He cuts the metal safety chain on a bike, carries it to his car, and places it under a front wheel. Herman drives over the bike, buckling the front wheel. He carries the bike back to the stand and replaces the chain. An elderly man stares at Herman as he drives past. You are forgiven. Max cycles on a green bike through the gates of Bloom International. He rides into the factory, gets off the bike and places it on the floor. He removes pliers and cutters from a bag and slides underneath Herman's car. Herman is driving towards the school. He puts his foot on the brake. Nothing happens. He puts both feet on the brake, but the car carries on. Pupils scatter as the car careers towards them. The car rolls to a halt before the school wall.
£12, black hair, glasses, oval face.
Handcuffed behind his back and escorted by two police officers, Max is marched down a prison corridor.
Thanks for bailing me out, Dad. Can you drop me off at Rushmore? I gotta go get a teacher fight.
I don't think that's wise, Max.
Smoking a cigarette, Max strides over the lawn at Rushmore and is pelted by Dirk and his friends wearing fancy dress costumes.
Whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Private property, you're trespassing!
What are you, crazy? Wait a minute! Stop! Let's have a truce for a second!
Wait, truce! Truce!
What's this all about?
Did you say my mom gave you a hand job?
What?
Did you say it?
Who told you that goddamn lie? Never mind, I know who said it. And I'm gonna stick a knife in his heart. I'm gonna send him back to Ireland in a body bag.
He's from Scotland.
Well, tell that stupid Mick he just made my list of things to do today. I'm gonna pop a cap in his ass.
So you received the package? Good. I just wanted to inform you about what's going on.
I never took you for an informer, Max.
What's that supposed to mean?
What's that supposed to mean?
She resigned this morning before you even got your little snapshots. So your latest attempt at sabotage backfired.
But she's one of the best teachers you've got. How could you let her go?
Why are you trying to get her fired?
You stupid old fool. I'm trying to win her back! Miss Cross?
Hi, Max.
Need any help?
No, I have it.
Okay, let me see.
No, please, look, I don't think you should come in here. Look, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. I'm sorry I love your friend instead of you, but please, Max.
You honestly believe you love Bloom instead of me?
Yes.
You'll have to forgive me if I don't take your word for that.
Oh, stop.
Miss Cross.
Listen, if you don't stop, I'm going to lose it. I mean it.
It's too late. It's too late.
Oops.
Wait, please. I got kicked out because of you.
No, you got kicked out.
Rushmore was my life. Now you are.
I'm not. What do you really think is going to happen between us? Do you think we're going to have sex?
That's a kind of cheap way to put it.
Not if you've ever fucked before, it isn't.
Oh, my God.
How would you describe it to your friends? Would you say that you'd fingered me? Or maybe I could give you a hand job. Would that put an end to all of this? Please get out of my classroom.
Fisher, you spotty wee fucker.
Hey, Magnus.
Got any good hand jobs lately? Hey, Dirk. Look who's here. It's your stepfather. Waiting for your mom so that he can get a piece.
Your mind's as warped as your ear, Buckin.
Don't get nasty, brother.
Max lies on the ground, staring up at Dirk and his friends.
We got him, Dirk. Got him.
Dirk walks away. Max sits by a gravestone marked Eloise Fisher, 1942-1989. Herman walks up to him.
Max?
Oh, hey, Mr. Bloom.
You said you wanted to meet?
When?
Right now. You said you wanted to put an end to all this.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna try and have that tree over there fall on you.
That big one?
Yep.
It would have flattened me like a pancake. What stopped you?
What's the point? She loves you.
Max gets off and walks away. Herman follows him.
She's my Rushmore, Max.
Yeah, I know. She was mine, too.
I am waiting. I am waiting.
Herman pulls a small branch on the tree. The tree crashes to the ground. Blue curtains, November. A white metro bus pulls up. Max gets off and walks into his father's shop. He hangs up his hat and takes a barber's jacket from the stand. Max cuts and styles a man's hair while he reads a newspaper. Max shaves a man while his father cuts a man's hair. Max holds up a mirror to a man in the barbershop. Max puts a bag of rubbish into a skip outside the shop. He carries a bin to the door. Dirk watches Max through a wire fence and rides away on his bike. Holding a small plant, Margaret Yang pushes open a metal gate and walks up to a front door, which is opened by Max's father. Margaret gives the plant to Max's father and walks towards the gate. She turns back and walks to a window where Max is sitting watching her. She gives him a small wave. He draws the curtains. Max and his father sit in front of the TV, eating ready-made meals from metal trays. Rosemary Cross sits at a dining table drinking tea. Herman stands in his factory. Max leaves his house carrying Margaret's plant. He climbs over a small metal fence into a cemetery and walks towards the gravestones. Red curtains, December.
Good night, Stan. Merry Christmas. See you next time. It's been nice having your company here at the shop, Max. You put any more thought into giving school another shot?
No.
Max, I like being a barber. I'm good at it. But I always thought you'd try another line of work. You talked about being a senator or a diplomat.
Pipe dreams, Dad. I'm a barber, son.
See you at dinner.
Max comes into the shop. Dirk is sitting in a barber's chair.
Hello, Dirk.
Hi, Max.
What can I do for you?
I thought I might get a haircut.
What clothes?
Well, I just want to say I'm sorry I threw rocks at you that day. But I guess I'll go now. Merry Christmas.
What in the hell's that?
Max unwraps a Swiss Army knife engraved, Max Fisher, Rushmore Yankee, 1985-1997. Max cuts Dirk's hair.
So, did you hear the news?
I doubt it. I don't really follow the news anymore.
Dr. Guggenheim had a stroke.
I'll send him a box of candy.
Maybe you ought to go visit him.
Mrs. Guggenheim?
Hello, Max. Come in. It's so good to see you. Oh, these are glorious. I'll put them in some water. Have a seat.
Should I say hello to Dr. Guggenheim, or can he not hear me?
No, he can hear you.
Hey, old-timer. It's, Max Fisher. You probably can't hear me because I don't know if your brain is damaged or...
What do you want?
Nelson? That's the first thing he said in 10 days.
Do you think he recognized me?
So.
It's Fisher.
Herman pulls up at the hospital, watched by Dirk through binoculars.
See you later. Bye. I hope you feel better.
Hey, amigo.
So who gave you the shiner?
Either Ronnie or Donnie. Can't tell the difference anymore.
Well, whichever one it was really clocked you.
Kids don't like it when their parents get divorced.
I don't blame them.
Neither do I.
How is she?
I really wouldn't know.
Why not?
I haven't seen her in 6 weeks.
What happened? She left?
She's in love with a dead guy anyway.
Edward Appleby.
You know, she's sweet, but she's fucked up. Adios, muchacho.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm a little bit lonely these days.
Max carries his bike out of the garage.
Jesus, it came at me out of nowhere. It was so sudden.
What?
I'm sorry. Can I use your phone? I just got hit by a car.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
What did you say?
Come inside.
Thank you.
I'm going to get something for your head.
So this is where it all happened.
Happens.
I wouldn't know. So why'd you dump Bloom?
That's none of your business.
I know it's not, but I just got hit by a car and I'm a little confused right now. I mean, I thought you dumped me for Bloom, then
I never dumped you because we were never going out.
It would just help me if you talked to me for a minute. Tell me what happened.
Okay. A, he's married. B, he hates himself. And C, well, he smashed up your bicycle, didn't he?
My previous bicycle, yes.
Well, what sort of a person does something like that?
I don't know. War does funny things to men. He thinks you dumped him because of Edward Appleby.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean you live in his room. With all his stuff, it's kind of...
I was married to him.
I know you were.
Although I will say that Edward has more spark and character and imagination in one fingernail than Herman Bloom has in his entire body.
One dead fingernail. How'd he die, by the way?
He drowned. How did your mother die?
She got cancer.
Hold still for a moment, okay?
You're very pretty.
Thank you.
Rosemary lightly touches Max's forehead.
Is this fake blood?
Yes, it is.
You know, you and Hammond deserve each other. You're both little children. Let me show you the door.
I'll just go back out the window. Goodbye, Miss Cross.
Goodbye, Max.
Dirk is flying his yellow box kite at an aerodrome. Max is crouched down beside him.
Hey. I'm sorry about what I said about your mom giving me a hand job.
I know, Max. I'm sorry I didn't take your hand when Buckton kicked your ass.
Hey, it's okay.
What's that?
I don't know. Nice landing. What's that you got there? A little flight plan or something? Good. Do you know Dirk Calloway?
I don't think so.
Dirk? This is Margaret Yang. I heard about your science project on Action 13. They said the Navy wants to buy it from you.
No, not anymore.
Why not?
Because it was a fake.
What do you mean?
I faked all the results.
Why?
Because it didn't work. I thought it would, but it didn't. You're a real jerk to me, you know that?
Sorry, Margaret.
Well, anyway, nice to see you.
Dirk gives Max the string to his kite. Max slowly reels it in.
Take dictation, please. Possible candidates for Kite Flying Society. David Connors, Murray Marshall, Greg Holloway, Duncan Wright, Margaret Yang, Woody Jackson, Shushan.
Where
Benedict,
I'll end up, well, I think
Buckley.
Only God really knows. I've sat upon the setting.
Herman stands outside the barbershop.
But never, 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 never.
A passing cyclist splashes water from a puddle over his shoes.
Never, never,
a yellow taxi never, pulls up across the road outside the washateria. Max gets out of the taxi and crosses over to Herman.
I listen to my words, but they fall far below.
Thanks for meeting me, Mr. Bloom.
What can I do for you?
I let my music take me where my heart wants to go.
What's this?
I swim on the devil's.
That's the perfect attendance award and the punctuality award. I got those at Rushmore. I thought you could choose which one you liked more and you could wear that one and I could wear the other.
I'll take punctuality.
Okay. Come here.
Max and Herman pin the badges to their lapels.
Come on inside.
Well, 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 well. Look at the cat dragged in.
Sorry I'm late.
That's okay.
I want you to meet someone. Mr. Bloom, this is my father, Bert Fisher.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Fisher.
Now, Mr. Fisher was my father's name. Call me Bert, please.
Okay, Bert.
So, Max tells me you need a haircut. I can see that. Why don't you sit down and we'll have a look?
I don't know, Bert.
Don't worry, Mr. Bloom. It's a relatively painless procedure. Maybe we'll throw in a shave as well. Okay. Are you fond of that mustache? You think you want to keep it for a while?
How much are you worth, by the way?
I don't know.
Over 10 million?
Yeah, I guess so.
Good, good.
Why?
Because we're going to need all of it.
Max and Herman, wearing safety helmets, practice exercising in his factory. Herman blends a drink in a tumbler. Max and Herman cycle through a forest. Watched by Herman and Dirk, Max assembles a model of a playing field and shakes hands with a coach. Caption reads, Kite Flying Society co-founders. Max puts a portable typewriter on a small table near the wire fence at the cemetery. He puts in a piece of paper and begins to type. Miss Cross opens an invitation. Herman J. Bloom and Max Fisher cordially request the pleasure of your company at the Herman J. Bloom Marine Observatory groundbreaking.
She's not coming, is she?
Doesn't look good. But don't worry.
Oh.
Come on, Herman.
Shit. What am I doing here?
Hey!
Scatter.
Damn it!
Hey. Scatter.
How in the hell did you ever get so rich? You're a quitter, man.
I paid $8 million for this.
And that's all you're prepared to spend?
An envelope is put in a school mailbox marked Miss Cross, a school playground.
I'm sorry you couldn't make it to our little groundbreaking the other day. It's kind of a shame since he's building it for you.
Well, you know, I never asked anyone to build me an aquarium. I'm not quite sure how that rumor got started.
Me neither. You think Edward Appleby would have built one for you?
Yeah, I think he would have if he'd had the money.
That's what I thought. Bloom's got a bit more spark and vitality than you expected, doesn't he?
I thought the aquarium was your idea.
Well, I gave it to my friend.
15 sticks?
Yes, please. And could you make the order out to Ready Demolition, Tucson, Arizona? Thank you very much.
Max gives a box of dynamite to Dirk.
Make sure these don't get wet. See you at 3:15.
Where are you going?
Rushmore. I've got one last piece of unfinished business to attend to.
Max runs to the school carrying a rifle.
You fuck!
Hello, Magnus. I had a shot you in the other ear, but it got blown off a long time ago. Besides, now we're even.
Oh, no for long, Kimasabi.
We'll see. I got a proposition for you.
Well, you can stick it up your mother's ass, you little prick.
I gotta hand it to you, Magnus. You've got a way with words. You wanna be in a play?
What's all this shite?
Nothing. I just think you're right for the part.
Magnus picks up a red book and reads, Heaven and Hell, a new play by Max Fisher. He looks up at Max in the window.
I always wanted to be in one of your fucking plays.
I know you did, mate.
Orange Curtains Part, January. Bert Fisher walks down the audience in the school hall holding a carton of popcorn.
This is gonna be exciting. My son Max wrote it.
Oh boy, I gotta call the hospital.
Excuse me, Miss Whitney, the English teacher?
Yes.
Hi, I'm William Yang, Margaret Yang's father. This is my wife, Lucille.
That kid's gonna burn his place down.
You better believe it.
Well, the plans were never formally submitted to the city.
Were they supposed to be?
I assume so.
Too late now.
Officers want to start a bit requesting additional use of Grover Cleveland High School units responding identified.
Program.
Turn it. Turn it. Listen.
Excuse me. Wait
here. Hi, Hammond. Looks like Max pulled a fast one on us.
Thank you very much.
I don't usually do this, but this play means a lot to me. And I wanted to make a dedication. So I'll just say that this play is dedicated to the memory of my mother, Eloise Fisher, and to Edward Appleby, a friend of a friend. Also, you'll find a pair of safety glasses and some earplugs underneath your seats. Please feel free to use them. Thank you very much.
Bravo, copy this is Tango 7, you copy?
We order the military forces of the United States to take action.
This is a different kind of war.
We are making progress, 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 progress.
How long you been in country, soldier?
I ain't even here, Sergeant. I'm in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Right on, brother.
How much time do we got, Wood?
2 minutes.
All right, bring me some more ketchup very quickly, please.
This is gonna look stupid.
No, it's not. It's gonna look real.
Rosemary carries 2 cups of coffee to Herman, who is standing outside the hall smoking a cigarette.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold this one too, okay? So, what do you think of Max's latest opus?
It's good. But let's hope it's got a happy ending.
Herman sips his coffee. Rosemary strokes his hair. They stand close together. Next, Magnus is on the stage.
Adios, Esposito.
Adios, Sarge. Say a prayer for Surf Boy. Wherever he is.
Semper Fi, soldier. Semper Fi.
Sic transit gloria. Maybe we'll meet again someday. When the fighting stops.
Tag him and bag him, Jerry's. We're moving out. Dig him out. I don't know, but I've been told.
Hello, Esposito.
Will you marry me, Late John?
You bet I will.
The after play party.
No, I just didn't expect to see you here. Did Max send you an invitation?
Yeah. And he told me to wear a tie.
Congratulations, Max.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Yang. I actually wrote a different version of the play 2 years ago, but I couldn't get it done over at Rushmore.
Oh, really? Why?
Too political?
No, a kid got his finger blown off during rehearsals.
A very good evening to you, Fishers. Hi.
Miss Cross, I'd like to meet my father, Bert Fisher. He's a barber. This is my friend, Rosemary Cross.
Hello, Rosemary.
Nice to meet you at last, lad.
Of course you know Mr. Bloom. I'd also like everyone to meet Mr. and Mrs. Yang. This is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret.
It's nice to meet you, Miss Cross.
I'm surprised I let him build a real campfire on stage. It's clearly a safety hazard.
Well, last year he tried to raise piranhas.
Yeah, I know he did. What'd you think, Mr. Little Jeans?
Best play ever, man.
I thought it was a very realistic performance.
Yeah? Fisher stepped over half my bloody lines.
That's funny, I didn't notice.
Mr. Bloom, how are Ronnie and Donnie enjoying military school?
They love it. Lucky bastards.
I understand you're a neurosurgeon.
No, I'm a barber. But a lot of people make that mistake.
You were incredible tonight, Margaret. You were that poor girl.
Thank you. I loved it when you grabbed onto the bottom of the chopper as it was taking off.
That was totally improvised.
I know.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Can you do an Australian accent? I'm working on something that's set in the outback.
I really feel like celebrating, you know?
Would you care to dance?
Oh, yes, I would love to.
Great.
Come on.
You're looking good, Bert.
Hello, Mr. Bloom.
Hello, Margaret. May I cut in? I haven't had a chance to cut a rug with your new girlfriend yet.
Oh, new girlfriend.
Yes, I am. Find your own dance partner, Mr. Bloom. I'm spoken for.
No, it's okay. He's my friend.
Herman and Margaret dance away.
Well, you pulled it off.
Yeah, it went okay. At least nobody got hurt.
Except you.
I didn't get hurt that bad.
Come on, you two, shake a leg.
Would you like to dance?
Yeah, but yeah, let's see if the DJ can play something with a little more... Reuben!
Max raises his finger at the DJ. Max smiles at Rosemary. She takes off his glasses and leads him onto the dance floor. Curtains are drawn across the dancers. The end. I knew what-